on her way down, she says, "The light is blinding." And she's right. So this is going to be easy because I can't see any of you. So, boo every so often so I know you're still out there. All right. So, Bill Nelson, no relation, of course, he went out one morning to milk his cow. And man, if she wouldn't give even a drop. So he calls up the vet, and the vet takes a look at her and goes, "You know, Bill, there is nothing wrong with this cow. She is just being pure stubborn. Either that or a witch has got her." Oh, my gosh. But we don't believe in witches, us educated folks. So, but they were thinking, and they're like, "Well, you know, the closest thing we got to a witch in this neighborhood is Addie Fitch. Addie Fitch is 90 years old, and she was skinny, and she was tall." And you know, Bill Nelson, no relation, had actually had some, what would you say, trouble with Addie Fitch. In fact, it was pretty serious trouble. He ran over her cat with his car. Not on purpose, of course, but it killed the cat. Cars and cats, they don't get along well. So he went to her house. He was a little frightened of this lady. He went to her house with the dead cat's body and said, "Addie Fitch, I'm so sorry. I killed your cat. I'm going to buy you another one just as pretty and just as friendly." Well, Addie Fitch stopped a moment, and then her eyes filled with rage. "Bill Nelson, I raised that cat from a kitten, and I am going to get you. I love that cat so much, I'm going to get you." Well, Bill, he was a little taken aback like that. He still sent a cat to her, a brand new cat that he thought was just as good and looked pretty close to the same, and he's had animals of his own, so he understood. But then his truck died. Just stopped working. And a couple days later, his wife had a bad spill, and she fell down and broke her arm. "Man, we're having a stream of bad luck," Bill said. "I wonder what could be doing that." His wife said, "Nothing. It's just stream of bad luck, just like you said." All right. Well, then he started thinking. He kept thinking about that string of bad luck. He thought about his grandpa used to say that if you did a witch wrong, she might start getting after you. And the only way to stop her was to go find yourself a black walnut tree, draw a picture of that same witch, and put an X where her heart is, and then drive a nail into that X. Well, Bill thought, he never went to college. He doesn't have that much education. That's probably just what folks believed back then. We don't really believe in witches anymore. They're not all that popular anymore. So he kind of put it out of his mind. Then, the worst thing in the world, his best friend, his dog, Joe, died. Oh, that just put him over the edge. He said, "You know what? I don't care if I believed it or not. I gotta try it." So he went to his little boy's room, grabbed a red crayon, grabbed a hammer and a nail, and he went out into his woods and he found that black walnut tree that he was looking for, drew the picture, put an X right where Addie Fitch's heart ought to be, and he slammed a nail in. Not all the way, just tapped it in a little bit. Now, Grandpa said, as soon as you did this, that witch, if she really is causing you trouble, she's going to have a mighty pain. And she's going to try and borrow something from you. And if you give it to her, that nail is going to lose its power and she's going to go on tormenting you. So he just wandered back home and said, "We'll see what happens." Well, sure enough, the exact next morning, Timmy Logan came down, little boy in the neighborhood, and he said, "Bill Nelson, Addie Fitch sent me She is not feeling well at all. She wants to know if you've got a cup of sugar she can borrow. Bill Nelson took a deep breath. Oh, that's a little freaky. Jimmy, tell her I don't have any sugar right now. Okay. Jimmy went up, told her he didn't have any sugar. Bill went out to his field again, out into the woods. He took the hammer and drove that nail just a little bit deeper. The next day, Timmy Logan came back. And he goes, Bill Nelson, Addie Fitch sent me again. She wants to know if you got any sugar yet. Oh, this is getting real weird. Tell her. We still don't have any sugar that I can loan her. Okay, said Timmy, and he ran off. Well, Bill's truck never did get fixed, so he was out working on it the next day. He looked up, and coming down his street from the hill where Addie Fitch lived, he saw a sight. There was this old lady just barely hobbling down the street. He goes, oh my gosh. I bet she's hurting. I bet it's true. So he ran into the house. He was going to go grab that hammer and go back to the tree and pull that nail right out. But he came back out and she was already in the yard. Bill Nelson, she said. First you killed my cat, and now you won't give an old lady some sugar when she needs it. Then she died, passed out dead right in front of, right at his feet. Oh my gosh, he was so frightened. Well, what can you do? He called the town doctor. The doctor came over. He was looking over Addie Fitch and he said, you know, I'm not all that surprised that she died. She was 91 years old and something went wrong with her heart. Oh my gosh, Bill thought, that's just too much. He said, you know, somebody thought Addie Fitch was causing him trouble. So he drew a picture of her and drove a nail into a tree on that same picture. The doctor said, that's the old superstition. I remember that. But we educated folk, we don't believe in that now, do we?